Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
And one, two, three. Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Sure is, motherfuckers.
Little show, we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they're going to be classy or if they're just a big old piece of trash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're down here at Aunt Tootie's basement. She's got wind of the Patreon.
She heard it's cooking.
She knows what's up.
What's
I was climbing over Amazon packages trying to get down the steps.
I was getting some emails about some fucking some charges that went through on the card, too,
yeah.
By the way.
The thing that concerned me is I usually do see a lot of Amazon packages upstairs at Tootie's, but there's different people's names.
She steals them.
She steals them.
Yeah.
So
she's pork chopping.
Yeah, these are all addressed to her, which is nervous.
This ain't good.
Keep an eye on that fucking Chase card.
Yeah.
My co-host is coming at you from across the table, which means it's a family episode.
Sure is.
He's the CEO of Are You Garbage. He's an international businessman. If you had to be in a foxhole, let me tell you something, kids. This is the guy you want next to you with the M60 feeding you ammo. My guy, Kevin James Ryan.
Hey, gang. Happy to be here. Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. And as you know, those numbers are
true to roof.
True to fucking roof. Also, patreon.com, and as we know, Tootie found out, those numbers...
doing good over there. We're having a good time.
Those numbers are true fucking from the basement up to the first floor, second floor, true to fucking roof.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not familiar, sign up for Patreon. You can get your garbage question read. You'll also get bonus episodes of AYG. You'll get episodes of Hard Feelings, which is behind the curtains, me and Foley shitting on each other, a little HR, a little good old time, a lot mm-hmm. of fun. And also, every month we do a live stream with the top two tier members, where you get to ask your questions. We ask, you know, we answer your questions. You ask. It's a whole fucking.
It's a fun time.
It's a good time. We have a couple of pops. We get a good number of people in there, and it's a good fucking hootenanny.
The thing that's really sinking in with me is that the squad, we're like-minded people.
Yeah.
We're apples from the same tree.
There's also a couple of real fucking dirtbags in that thing, too. That, I forget his name, but that dude that collects toys? Yikes.
It's a good squad.
Yeah.
Real
that
quick.
That dude smokes Newports in his house.
Yes, he
That's
does.
That's a tough
In the toy room.
That's a, yeah.
Real quick bit of business. As you notice, it's a single shot today. Our good friend T-Bone. Is hemmed up right now. He'll be back next week. We love him, and we'll.
Yeah. Shout out to T-Bone. Kids hemmed up, but we, you know, moving forward.
There's no baby. Drama going on.
A lot of people are asking if you kicked the bucket. I posted in the page, and I said, "Hey, you know, we got a family emergency on the team." Blah blah blah. Everybody goes, "Is Foley okay?"
I'm propped up like Bernie. Sunglasses on, just drops every couple of seconds. No, I don't want anybody to think, because people were saying in Patreon because they were worried, you know what I mean?
About you.
Well, no, about hyenas split real quick, nothing like that. We're just holding water here until T-Bone gets back. So we appreciate it. We love you guys.
So if any of the audio or video is fucked up,
I don't know
what I'm doing, baby.
How about that? The kid came in, he set the whole thing up. So if this comes out and it looks and sounds good, give Kippy a little shout-out.
And if it doesn't,
you know what I mean?
Blame Foley. That's what I do. That's
I did I, my job. I sat here and complained while you set it
that's
up.
That's what I do when I fuck up. I blame Foley anyway.
But this is a family episode, gang.
The best of the best.
The best of the best. We love it. We're circling the wagons. We're sitting down. We're going to get some questions here. I have a bit of business to start off.
What do you got there, big fella?
I don't even know how to approach it or if it's podcast worthy, but... two things.
So don't sell it too much. I don't know if this story is going to suck or I don't think it has legs, but.
You saw the tweet that I posted about my mom's TV in the thing.
Yeah.
So I was.
You said that like it made CNN. You saw the tweet that I posted, right? What the fuck?
You read
like
the.
A fat guy tweets. This just in.
Did you read the Times this morning? Yeah. It's not good. So I'm noticing some things here. You know what I mean?
By the way, I don't know. Go check the tweet out. It's Foley's mom fucking post. She mounted her TV in the corner of the bedroom,
the
like it's
top
a,
corner.
Like it's a, like she's working the surveillance room
fucking
at the
Buffalo
Borgata.
Wild Wings.
Yeah, only because my mom turned her bedroom into a sports bar, which is a home run of a joke.
Thank you. Now
that's trash.
We know the Foleys are, you know, we're a little garbaggio, we'll say.
Yeah. That's sure.
But I'm starting to see some things that even stun me. So that was that. I see that. I walk in the house. I see that. And the second thing is, I was down there for a couple of days, and we had a nice dinner on Saturday. We made some salmon, salad, all that kind of stuff. And then she's like, oh,
I just picture your family catching them as they're jumping out of the fucking, jumping up the stream, just biting them raw. The Foleys are at it again. You're in the Schuylkill.
Me and my dad fighting over one. No, so she goes at the end of the meal. Now, one thing I'll say about the Foleys is the cooking's on point. The cooking's on point.
Mm-hmm.
The cutlets.
Eating too shabby either. Guys, come on. This is the bread and butter of the pod.
The old, she'll throw a cutlet at you that'll blow your fucking
Patty
hair back.
Patty can throw down.
And
for the rest, she's tiny. She's a tiny broad.
She is. She
which
is.
Is, I mean... She's like Little Red Riding Hood.
She keeps it tight.
Yeah, she keeps. She's. But compared to the rest of your family, your guys are big. The boys, you got a couple of big boys in that family.
My brother's pretty thin.
I'm just saying, but he's a bigger.
Yes.
He's a not. He's in good shape, but he's just a bigger. The Foleys are a thick stock.
Thick stock.
Yeah. Yikes. And she's a tiny little.
She's tiny.
Yeah.
But she can throw down
the Marblites keep the fucking LBs on. Patty cranking the Hundies out back.
It's like a super slim fast. Just crushing those things.
Patty, how do you do it?
Just Philip Morris. Here's the thing.
What's
shocked
that?
Me. Stunned me. We're eating dinner. She's like, oh, my God, I forgot the corn. She got corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, the produce down there starting to pop. Springtime. Fucking Northeast. Foleys like to get their fresh produce in.
Everybody knows the produce is starting to pop. That's I really keep up on the fucking Farmer's Almanac.
You're like a good tomato in the spring? I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, but you're like, the tweet and this. You act like front page news. You know, produce is starting to pop.
Anyway, she goes over to get the corn. Now, the corn's usually in a huge pot boiling on the stove, like a gentleman. Right?
Yeah, don't tell me she microwaved it or something.
She microwaved it. Dude, straight corn on the cob, raw, two of them in the microwave on the plate for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's always, you got to do that with a potato too.
She walked over there and I saw her at the microwave. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm getting the corn out. I'm like, you microwaved the corn? That's unprecedented. I wanted to get your opinion on it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I made the joke.
That's a fireable offense.
Yeah. That's not a good look.
She microwaved the corn. I only ate half of it.
Oh, wow. It's good produce this time of year. That's crazy.
Not microwave.
I know. Microwave in anything that hasn't already been pre-cooked.
It was like eating rubber bullets.
Yeah. Eating paintballs.
So I don't know what's going on down there.
That's wonky. These broads, as they get, I see it too. They get a little
screwy.
Older. They get a little fucking
screwy, man.
Yeah. These girls are bonkos down there.
Start doing goofy shit.
Yeah, I get. They cut the corner because then these are tiny old broads, right? They can't be lifting up a big pot of water and boiling it.
You do
they go just throw it in a microwave and look the other way.
I don't care what happens to the world; could fall apart. I need Patty Foley on point. All right,
yeah.
I can't be getting shaken.
She's
got
to be coming with the high heat.
Yeah, she's starting to make frittatas for breakfast, which I'm fucking a little bit concerned about.
Would you visit south of the border recently?
I don't know. She's been cranking frittatas out at us. It's like, yo, bacon, egg, and cheese. It's fucking,
keep it fucking moving.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah,
honey.
This is America, toots. Let's go. This ain't fucking Cancun. Were you on spring break or something? Let's fucking go. Make with a BEC.
Hey, if I wanted to do a siesta, I'll go to Madrid, okay? Do me a favor and get the scrapple working, will you?
Get the griddle out and let's be fucking gentlemen. You shouldn't be,
It was always
you do that in the oven?
What?
The frittata?
If we finish, she finishes in the oven. Yeah.
You want to know where I finish? All right, hey, come on.
Kid's weird.
I also finish in the oven. Weird.
All right.
Guys, this is a family episode. We're going to be answering your fucking Patreon questions. So as you know, when you join the I keep going to fucking camera one.
I keep
here.
Going there. It's weird. T-Bone!
We're just going to look cross-eyed
T-Bone!
Look cross-eyed the whole time.
An invaluable part of the operation.
Dude, anytime since T-Bone's come on and I've had to edit something or do something, I literally sit there and I look at because it'll be like me smashing my head against the computer for 5 hours trying to line up my mouth with the words or whatever. And I literally look at my wife and go, T-Bone is invaluable.
You keep the plate spinning a little bit, though. We'll get through this.
Yeah, we'll get through. Yeah, because, I mean, we're not relying on you, by the way. I'm lucky you even showed up.
Got my phone cam.
But, guys, as you know, when you join the Patreon, we will answer your garbage question. It's just kind of the best way to do it because we get so many requests and stuff like that. So when you join the Patreon, we'll do it. And I got to fucking tell you.
Tell me.
The fans are, it's like Jurassic Park. They're learning, right? They're learning the show. They're figuring out how to open door. Just the way they
clever
ask
girl.
Questions
yeah.
is fucking home
they're
runs.
Funny.
They're fucking home runs.
It's the best squad. I mean, it really is.
This one, all right. Let's just get into it. And even the way they emphasize the words in the question. This is from Trey. Ever drive yourself somewhere in a karate uniform? If you're driving yourself to karate, that is a tough fucking look, dude.
You don't change there? They don't got locker rooms?
I think he's saying you shouldn't be an adult doing karate. Like, that's the way, like, you're a kid who's getting driven to karate.
Sure.
You shouldn't be of age, of driving age, driving yourself to karate in a karate gi.
I'll say this. If I did do it, I'd probably.
You're like Kramer.
If I did do it, I'd probably wear that thing all the time.
Yeah, I don't think you're too far away from wearing
those
anyway.
It looks pretty comfy.
Yeah,
like a robe with pants. Right?
Hey,
I would have
that
thing on.
You are going the opposite way I need you to go.
I'm getting loose with my fashion.
Just getting more comfortable clothing. The clothing made for people doesn't fit anymore. That's a fucking whole. Yeah, I was thinking this too. Like, you have a big beef with Tiger Schulman's for some reason.
Yeah, which I never get.
Also, Schulman's a Jewish guy, right?
I don't know.
What do they know about
there?
The Far East? And Tiger ain't his first name. I know that.
Somebody
much.
Came to our high school.
He adopted that. That's cultural appropriation. No way a Jewish family named their first kid Tiger.
He got that nickname at summer camp somewhere.
Tiger Schulman really.
He was the only kid at camp to not have an asthma attack. We're calling you Tiger.
No, he definitely pushed. He definitely pushed the name. Yo, what's up? Call me Tiger. When he showed up to summer camp, he's like, well, everybody at school calls me Tiger. And then he came back to school. He goes, everybody at camp calls me Tiger. He really played both sides against the middle, that T. Schulman.
Ha! That's like a really bad thing. Ah, my hand. We had some fucking jerk-off fucking come and do a demonstration in high school. He was like this.
Like, dude, I'll fucking roll on you, dude.
He was like this 50-year-old guy, belly, yeah. And he had some lackey with him. I can't remember why it was happening. It was like English class, too. And it was like junior year, just on a random Wednesday. And there was no other presenters. It's all of a sudden, there's this fucking guy wearing a fucking karate suit in front of the class. So he's like, I need a volunteer. So he was fucking this guy up for like 20 minutes in class.
Sure.
But the guy wasn't.
Steven Seagal shit.
Yeah, the guy wasn't like fighting back. He was just letting him do the stuff.
Yeah, that's how they always do it.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, come over here. I'll fucking give you a stone cold stunner ASAP.
So he brings me up, and this is the movie.
You get a 3-point stance. Boom, what do you do? Hot route, hot route.
You want to dance, old man?
You dive across the desk. You spear him.
Dude, this guy, he made me get into
let
the position.
Let the full dog at him.
He made me get into the position. He, like, put me in a headlock, and he's like, now I'm going to show you a move. And his move
puts
was...
Puts his finger up your ass.
He might
now I'm going to show you my closer.
This is called the knock and run. Bang! Now, this was the move. He pinched me.
Well, my head hurts. Wait, what?
He pinched me. He goes down and pinches, or no, I put him in a headlock.
And to and get out, he pinched you.
He pinches my inner thigh. I'm like, what kind of kinky motherfucker? Dude, I had a bruise.
Hey, buddy, let's keep it above board here, all right?
Dude, I had a bruise.
We're playing gentlemen's rules. No biting, no fish hooks. That's another real trashy thing, a fish hook.
Hey, I thought we said no nutsies. Oh, God.
Dude. Fish hooks? My cousin Liam.
There
got
should
me
be a code
of
battle.
Got me with a fish hook one time when we were kids. He plays dirt. They're all fucking Kenzos.
Dude.
They're real dirt.
That's my biggest fear.
Oh, he got a fish hook. And then you remember, we called him an Irish toothache. Back here, You would, like, there's the pressure point behind your ear. Dude, you get somebody,
you kill somebody.
Dude, somebody presses that, you see stars, baby. You're down for the count.
What the fuck are you, fucking Mortal Kombat? What the fuck are you guys doing, man? Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. Have a drink and relax.
It's a single family household, and the piece was working third shift.
Christ.
It was lawless.
Yeah. Ooh. Fuck Tiger Schulman's.
Oh, that was.
And it, dude, they got to have a locker room there.
I don't know.
The question. I understand, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There's no reason. If you're into karate and you're an adult, there's no reason you should be wearing that shit on the way. You stop and get a coffee when you're in there? Hey, what the fuck?
That's the guy who really wants to show you he's into karate. Yeah.
If I walked into a Dunkin' Donuts and there was a guy sitting there in a karate uniform in line, I'd walk right out.
I'd fucking trip him. yeah, I mean, that's the same thing.
Cut my bacon, egg, and cheese in half?
Yeah, that'd be like if you play football and you're standing in line at Starbucks in a fucking helmet and shoulder pads and cleats. Like, that's like, buddy, we get it.
Show up to school full uniform in the morning.
Oh, fantastic.
Fantastic question.
The next one, too, this is from Tyler P. Have you ever intentionally been one of the first 5,000 at a stadium for the free merch giveaway? Like, to get the bobblehead? I think I have been inadvertently.
I know I've gotten a mini bat before.
Yeah, but that was like Trenton. Like, those are, you know.
They give them to everybody when you walk in.
Oh, yeah. That's the incentive.
Does Dollar Dog Night count? Because I've been fucking first in line.
5,000 dogs?
Oh, man.
No, but like to go get the bobblehead or whatever, we never fucked with that.
No.
That was always like, my dad would always be like, yeah, Yuki, I don't want to be carrying it.
We got there second inning, fucking walked down to the fucking, or walked up to the seats where whatever nosebleeders
Yeah, you're not walking down anywhere.
No, fucking huge tray of fucking nachos, hot dogs, drinks, fucking slurp them down for a couple innings and then get the fuck out of there.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough look if you're waiting in line at a fucking stadium.
In a karate uniform.
This is from Wesley. Shout out to Wesley. Have you ever owned an exercise bike that wasn't one of those Pelotons? Which I feel is a direct shot at me because I have. You were just making fun of me yesterday. I have the cheapo deep. I got the cheapo
one. You got one that does laundry while you're doing it.
That's how my internet works. It's like fucking Gilligan's Island. I got Ginger working the fucking ones and twos. Yeah, I have like, I bought like a cheap one during quarantine.
No, is there buttons on it?
Yeah. Like, it's not the
does it have a screen? Does it have a computer screen?
Yeah.
It's not that.
It's not too shabby.
But it seems
it's a Schwinn.
Schwinn.
Yeah.
So it's just a bike?
No, Schwinn makes fucking.
They do?
I think so. Yeah.
You couldn't ride it on the street if you wanted to.
No, there's no wheels.
There's no wheels at all?
I don't know.
Because if you got one that has the back wheel, you're fucking trash.
No, there's no wheels. All
right.
There's no wheels. It's just like a fucking yeah. It was like $180 or something like that.
It seems to be the name of the game these days.
Peloton. That's class.
Yeah, you got to get a Peloton.
My brother's got one. Those things are like a fucking jihad out the gate.
Yeah, they are. They also have that big-ass track or that big, what's it called? Treadmill. They got that big-ass treadmill now, too.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they got something. It's nuts. It's
like, you don't have it.
No, I don't have it.
You should get one. We got to get you in shape a little bit.
I can walk outside.
But you don't.
But I wouldn't walk inside either.
Well, maybe you would.
We have a treadmill. I can't use it, though.
Why?
220 weight limit.
You can't. You'll never be able to use it. No. It can't be 220. That means I couldn't use it.
It's a little guy. Yeah, it's a little one.
Wait. Back this up. You have a fucking.
My girl ordered it for her. She uses it.
How big is it?
It's tiny.
Like, what's, just give me dimensions here.
I mean, I'm not sleeping on it, if that's any indication.
I tried. Wait, that's got to be tiny.
It's tiny,
the
yes.
Average American male is like 200.
It's an epidemic. It's tough.
How much was it?
Not much, a couple hundred bucks.
$60.
That's weird. We're thinking about getting a Peloton. Making the whole room a workout room. Sauna, everything. Whirlpool. Ice bath.
Tiger Schulman's.
Tiger Foley's.
They're franchising. It's great.
Fucking these allergies, man.
Oh, buddy, I've been
jacked up.
Hemmed up.
I'm jacked
all
up here.
Week, dude.
Gang, spring is here, and that means summer's right around the corner, and you want to get out there, and you want to be adventurous, and you got to get Bespoke Post for all your adventures with a new line of essentials in their Box of Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, it's the Box of Awesome collection, and it's absolutely fantastic, and it's guaranteed to upgrade your life. Whether you're out there taming the wilderness or whether you're taking your home bar to a pro level, Bespoke Post is the only company you want to be working with. Their Box of Awesome is absolutely fantastic and has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware to cooking utensils or even outdoor gear. The Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life.
Yeah, guys, they sent us a bunch of cool shit. They sent us some. They sent me a new duffel bag.
Got a hammock.
Got this cool blanket. I can't wait. I needed a new duffel bag anyway. This one's fucking dope. I feel like it's like it's high quality. It's got like the metal ring at the top. I can't wait to take it on the road to the next shows.
It's cool.
It's
cool guy stuff.
It's cool guy shit.
Yeah.
And that you don't know where to get it. Really, they fucking got all this cool shit. So to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories, travel, home, bar, whatever you're into, they got. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel at any time. Each box is only $45, but it has over $70 worth of gear in it. You'd be losing money not to do this. What are we talking about?
Get on
here?
This.
So get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code garbage, baby. You know the code. It's always garbage. Enter the code garbage at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code garbage for 20% off your first box.
Folks, this podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. Okay? Is there something in your life interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Then get on BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with their own licensed professional therapist.
Yeah.
They're not just dishing out pills. All right? They're taking the extra step. You can start communicating within 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It's professional counseling done securely online.
Yeah, guys. Therapy for me was a game changer. As you know, me and Foley are both kind of mental, emotional messes. And when I started going to therapy a few years ago, it was a game changer. Really, you find out what's going on. They have answers for you. You find out you're not the only schmuck dealing with these things. You know what I mean? Everybody's got something going on. And BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So visit their website and read the testimonials that are posted daily by all the people. It's betterhelp.com/reviews. You can find out from real people who it helps. It's available in all 50 states. Our special offer for Are You Garbage listeners, you get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/garbage.
Nice.
One more time, guys, special offer for our listeners. If you're thinking about starting therapy, if you're kicking the tires, if you need a little help, this is the place to do it. Go to betterhelp.com/garbage.
Gang, real quick, want to talk to you about HelloFresh. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of cash.
The big leagues, baby.
The big leagues.
These are big players. HelloFresh.
Big sponsors, big company, fantastic company. But what is HelloFresh? So HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit.
Mm-hmm.
HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning and meal prepping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They make it easy for you.
Yeah. They got meals that are ready in 20 minutes or less. Lightning prep recipes, quick breakfast, lunches, snacks, whatever it is. They sent us two boxes.
Ooh.
And I got to tell you, it's... Dude, first of all, if you're going to the grocery store and buying recipes, it's going to cost $10,000. I don't know if you try to go shopping and buy all the shit you need. Like, dude, who has raw mustard seeds or whatever?
I'm hooked.
They send you everything you need. Me and my wife do it. It's a good night in the kitchen. You're not fighting. You don't have to figure it out. It's easy peasy.
Yeah.
You're not arguing at the grocery store over what, you know, what preserved lemons look like or whatever. It's easy. What are you doing? So go to HelloFresh.com/garbage12 and use code garbage12. You know why it's garbage12? Because you get 12 free meals, including free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/garbage12, use promo code garbage12, and get 12 free meals plus free shipping, guys. It's easy peasy. It's highly encouraged. I highly encourage you to do it. It's America's number one.
This guy's got 12 free meals on
his mind. I'm all hopped up on free meals, baby. It's America's number one meal kit. One more time, HelloFresh.com/garbage12. Use promo code garbage12. Get your 12 free meals. Now back to the show. All right, next one coming in. Let's see. Let's get a... This is from Michael. Ever gave the family computer a virus from downloading porn?
I didn't, but a family member did.
Patty?
No. This was early. This was, listen.
Well, I mean, we've already named all of the family members in your...
I didn't say it was an immediate family member.
Ooh, risque. Right.
It was one of the patriarchs, possibly.
Okay.
Bottom line is, most dads in the early 2000s...
were snooping.
...ruined a computer and would take it to the grave as to why.
Oh, of course.
Oh, to the grave.
Yeah.
And probably not even looking at anything that bad.
Yeah.
It's just, remember back then, it was fucking, they were coming through the computer at you.
I know, it was the wild
west. As soon as you made a wrong move.
Yeah, that was before pop-up blockers.
Oh, man.
Everything would just start playing. You're like, oh, shit.
You got everything in
place. Unplug the speakers real quick.
You're ready to go. Fucking candles are lit. All of
you
sudden,
hear the garage door open. You gotta fucking, blow out the candles. Put your pants back on. Close the laptop. Slide it under the computer. Just slide it under the desk. I got caught one time. Not caught, but I, you know,
that was a specific reason I got the iPhone. That there was no way that I was gonna get an Android.
Why?
Because they said that iPhones couldn't get viruses.
And Androids can?
I think so.
I don't think.
Well, that was the sales. That's what I thought it was.
Who told you,
yeah,
Steve Jobs?
But that was the selling point for me.
I don't know. If phones can really get viruses like that.
I knew I would be perusing certain video solutions.
But I think if you stay on like the porn hubs.
Oh, nowadays,
yeah,
it's
whatever.
It's professional.
It's like going to Google.
Yeah.
But
it's mainstream.
There was a desktop in the basement. Where, you know, from time to time, I would indulge in, you know, it was the family computer.
The sins of the flesh. I believe you say.
I would dance with the devil.
Somebody hold my peanut butter roll. It's naughty time. Go right back up, grab something to eat.
Ma!
Not even miss a beat on the Cosby
so
show.
So I think if, I don't know, I was older. Like maybe, I don't want to say high school. I don't know. Older, like high school. It was like... you know, whatever. And nobody really used the computer. My parents didn't use the computer for anything. Like, you know, they weren't, there was no like online banking and like the emails and shit they weren't communicating via. So, you know, I would get a little loose with the downloads sometimes, whatever. And I got kind of hemmed up.
I'm 10 years older than you, but so you were in your adolescence. Are we talking LimeWire? Or was there...
No, this was like websites. The big one was Free Ones, was the website Free Ones.
And it was just
shout
like
out to Free Ones.
It was just Flipper like, it was just like a porn hub, like you could watch videos for free?
Yeah, but it was all like... I think that was like the first time that they were like all centered in a place where it was like every...
Yeah, because I remember
LimeWire. You'd search by name. But then like you would just stream... You didn't have to download anything. You would just stream... You would just play the video, right? Yeah. Like there was no download and you go like, who do you like?
I fucked up a laptop with LimeWire.
So my... You know, I had done this and maybe, you know, left some cookies or whatever. You know, there was like fucking, it got jammed up a bit. It was a little slow. Got clogged up. I clogged the pipes.
Those cookies will get you.
Of this thing. And so my mom.
What a nice term for a little bastard.
Yeah,
thing.
Really get you.
Should be called Demon Hawks or something like that.
Demon Coins. I go away for the week, the weekend, something. While I'm gone, because I used to run security on the computer a little bit. You know what I mean? If my mom's like, this, something's acting up, I'm like, I'll take a look at it. Don't be calling no third parties in here, okay? I don't need anybody snooping around my files. So
I got important tax documents on there.
I got confidential shit on here. Toots, what are we doing?
You can look at it, but you got to sign an NDA.
So she calls my brother-in-law, who's kind of a techie guy, right? Like, he knows computer, like, you know, better.
How old are you?
I'm a teenager, where it's, like, known that I'm fucking, you know, I'm weaseling off from time to time. It's not, like, it's not shocking, you know what I mean? I'm a grown man.
Still.
So, He, I don't know. I come back and it's just kind of like a thing where I think it's all settled. Like, my mom's like, there was an issue with the computer. We had to reboot the mainframe. And I'm like, well, I'm sure I got caught. Like, let's not talk. Let's be fucking, let's be gentlemen here and accept that I got caught and let's move forward without acknowledging said issue.
Just pass the green beans, please.
So,
I'll take my coffee in my room.
So, we're like, at dinner at my mom's house, and like, you know, we have that big counter, and like, we're like, it's like appetizers
that
before,
night.
No, like a week or something.
Who's doing apps? What was it, a party?
No, like when like my bro, like everybody was out of the house, like my sister, but they were come over for like Sunday dinner or whatever, and there would just be like, you know,
okay,
bread and fucking dipping oils and some shrimp or whatever on the fucking,
not bad,
and
nice spread.
Yeah, they do it all right. So my brother, he was like dipping something, and he's like, yeah, Kevin, the fucking something, something, watching the dirty videos on the computer. I'm like, yo, what the fuck, dude? I'm like, I got the fucking, the grandkids are running. What are you doing?
You got crab cakes here. What are you
fucking
doing?
Fucking calling me out in front of, I wanted to fucking tackle him. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Yeah, man, we all know what we were doing. It was the 90s.
Don't let Kevin put his hands in the dip.
Oh, man, fucking really calling me out for
so they were able to pinpoint that. See,
well, I think they, I mean, like, my mom was only going to AOL to check her mail and, like, you know, tdbank.net. All the other websites were like Facebook, fucking, you know, xxn.x.
Yeah, there was never any convictions in our family. There was
the burden of proof was too high.
Yeah, there was suspect.
Yeah,
but
I got hemmed up.
God,
I got
this individual. He stayed strong, kept his mouth shut.
Yeah, so you take that to the grave.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know, you know? I don't know. Not saying who it was.
I don't know who Jenna Jameson is. Get the fuck out of here. Never even met that broad.
That's trash.
All right, this is from Max, first time asker. Lazy Susan as a centerpiece of the dining room table, and then also compared to the cupboard.
The cupboard's trash.
No.
The cupboard's trash.
No.
There, dude, that's Mouse City back there. They were great when you were a kid. Remember when you were a kid?
I used to get in there and spin around.
Yeah.
It was like a merry-go-round.
Dude, that might as well have been the Rosetta Stone when I was a kid. That thing fascinated me.
Yeah.
I thought there was like a whole village or something back there.
Yeah.
It was also scary, too.
Yeah,
you really had to have the perfect amount of stuff in it. If you had too little, it looked real creepy when you spun that around.
Sure.
You know, the fucking garlic salts rolling around.
Wait, well, where was yours? Yours was up here.
We didn't have a fucking Lazy Susan countertop? What? We don't have one now.
You don't have Lazy Susan cash.
That was rich people shit.
We had one.
That was, we just got the fucking kitchen redone. Let's take the fucking Lazy Sus for a spin.
Let's take her out for, it's a Sunday. Yeah. Let's let her hair down.
Nah, my cousins had that. We didn't have that shit.
We had one. We had the bottom one.
It's, yeah, under, yeah. The,
well, some people have
it's
them
in the
up
corner.
Here. Yeah, but some people have them up here.
That's trash.
We didn't keep food in ours, though.
No, you kept salt and you kept...
No, we didn't even keep that. We kept, like, Tupperware, the strainers, that kind of stuff. So there was
okay.
No... Yeah.
Okay.
And that was... Cause we had a big Mamma Jam.
It should, like, be for seasonings is what it should
this
be.
I mean, no, like, this one's like this, but you couldn't... You'd have to have 10,000 things of seasoning. This was more of, like, a utility one rather than, like, a...
How big was it?
I just told you. It was, like, the fucking...
But it stopped at the countertop. It wasn't, like... It wasn't,
no,
like a fucking money grab booth, was it?
No. I'll never forget when my mom did that. I was like, you fucking, this is the most, I was sitting there at like some fucking Sebring dealership, me and my brother with my head in my hand, being like, this is embarrassing.
She got in there, huh?
Yeah. Just like licking her arm and stuff. No, I'm kidding.
Who talked her into it? The sales guy?
I think so. I forget. It was Harry. I just remember being really embarrassed.
What'd she walk away with?
I don't even know. I can't really remember if she even got in. I'm drawing a blank, but. It was touch and go for a minute. Poor broads trying to get a couple of bucks to afford the car.
I would have freaked out.
Meanwhile, I think we
no
got
way
like,
I
we,
let her have
we
done
got it was like fucking 96 and we were buying like an 88 Taurus or something. We were like trying to save,
man,
$9 on it.
Some salesman had a bullseye on her, I'll tell you that. Take this broad out for a drink. Chop these two meatheads.
I just saw older pics of her. She was a good-looking gal.
The piece?
The piece.
Good-looking gal now.
All right, tough guy. Let me get my karate game. Fucking start pinching the inside of your gooch.
Lazy Susan on the table. Love it. We have one all the time. It's old school. It's marble from, you know,
is it built into the table or is it a third-party establishment?
Well, it's not a fucking Korean barbecue restaurant. What the fuck is it built into the table?
You guys got a hibachi?
Got a hot pot?
You walk in, get hit in the head with a shrimp? Paco. Oh, man, you stink.
It's built into the table.
Well, I think some of them, like on these old school tables, they would have it like, I feel it would be built in.
No, you idiot. It just fits.
We were
smoothly.
Not a Lazy Susan on that. To me, is trashy on the table.
You put you know, the mashed potatoes, the peas, the this and that, and you spin it around. You don't got to reach over. It's nice.
Everything about your family is just making it easier, more convenient to eat. The microwave and corn, fucking Lazy Susan, so you can get your hands on potatoes quicker.
I'm putting the
kibosh easy on
that.
The starches, Foley's. All right,
I'm putting the kibosh on that fucking corn thing.
That's fucking nuts.
Fool me once, Patty. Fool me once.
All right, this is from Mark, new Patreon member. Ever been the guy who wiped a booger on the wall while standing at the urinal? Oh yeah. Why do you get the need to pick your nose at a urinal?
Because you're freshening up. You want to clear out.
Yeah, you got to clean the pipes.
You know what
pipes.
I started doing in the morning is I just...
I really don't want
to
know.
I just blow into the sink to clean everything out.
Your nose?
Yeah, and then I clean the sink out.
Dude, I would never... I'm never going to go to your apartment. Ever.
Hey, listen, whacker, all right?
Whacker?
You're over there pulling it.
Not at your place.
Shaking your hand.
No. Yeah, I would do it. I would pick and then flick. I wouldn't wipe because I wouldn't want to touch the wall because I know other boogers were there.
Are there other dudes standing next to you at the urinal?
No, I'm not a fucking animal.
You know where I get, you know where I...
I do it on my old job when I worked in Center City.
You know where I'm suspect is in the car. You get me in the car alone?
Don't check the bottom of the brand new Kia. Dude, that's like a fucking stalactites down there.
Go in there and clean house on the turnpike. No one's going to know. My time.
Fingers in the easy pass lane.
It was always a shocking thing when you saw like a dried booger on like the bus. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
It's
like
a tough.
On the back seat of a bus.
I mean, wet is worse.
Yeah.
Wet's.
I don't know why you would wipe it on the wall. That's weird. That's almost like marking.
There's nowhere else
Tarantino.
To put it.
You roll it up and flick it.
I don't know. I'm just
put
saying.
It on the wall.
Ugh. I would go like, you're only looking at a wall. The urinal's on a wall.
Who is this animal?
I don't know, but I like them. Did that one. I mean, this is, if you're doing this, you're in bed. This is from Adam. Did your parents ever have roommates that weren't relatives?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
That
was a question.
Did your family ever have roommates?
God love you. That's a
man,
tough look.
Talk about being hemmed up. That's the definition of hemmed
Put
up.
Put a pause in the sleepovers for a while.
Troy's staying with us.
Yeah, some drifter. My one buddy had that. They didn't need to do it. They had a big house, but there was this dude that lived like in the attic all through high school. You'd see him like once every 3 months, and the entrance was through the house. He would like just walk into the house, and you'd go upstairs, and there was like an apartment up there. It blew my fucking mind.
How much money could you be making in probably a couple hundo. We probably need it. It's a, you know.
Maybe a couple
It's a handful
hundi.
Of jihads a year.
Maybe a couple hundo. I never understood it. They had daughters, too. Hot ones.
Oh, yeah. There's no way I had daughters. That's like textbook.
It's like the Green Mile. That's how it starts.
What?
Well, that's how Sam Rockwell was working for the guy on the farm with the two daughters.
Yeah.
I can explain the plot of Green Mile to you. Let's go.
Just thought it was about eating bees again.
Fantastic movie. That's a tough look, man. That's a hard look. Another family or something like that? Maybe. But if it's like one dude,
it's like a weird...
No. What are you doing? Where are you going? How long are you staying in town? Why don't you get your
own
place?
References? Yeah, I don't know what's happening. And why do you want to live with a family?
Exactly.
What's going on with this guy?
Exactly.
Let's ask him some questions.
Exactly.
Not
happy days, I'll give you, because the Fonz lived out back. If you got a guest
that
house.
That was big on sitcoms, especially in the 90s.
Yeah,
there was always the bozo in the back. Corey, yeah. Was that his name? What was family member? Who was the guy who ended up beating his wife? He lived in the van. Cody, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What
but
show
that
is
seems
that?
Like a dark turn Family for Members? Family Matters.
Step by Step. Thanks to our...
On the show, he hit his wife?
No, that'd be a dark episode.
That's what I'm saying. Trying to loosen it up on a Friday night.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Remember that episode where Urkel was addicted to opiates, guys?
Wilson's beating the shit out of his fucking...
Get over here. You just hear, like, the plates smashing against the walls and shit.
That's tough. Yeah, no good. Garbaggio.
Yeah. The two of these we've touched on before. This is from Tony Two Splints. Yeah, Tony Two Splints. Longtime trash bag, first time question asker. Ever lied about someone dying to get out of going to work? Yeah, you did that masterfully. God. Where you made five different calls. Some were fake. Acted like you were calling your boss,
sure.
Calling your dad. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
I don't know if I've ever gone that far because of the Catholic guilt a little bit, but I've definitely, you know. I've said family emergency a bunch.
Always keep it vague.
Yeah,
family emergency.
Because they can't, dude, in college, they can't double. They can't come back on a family emergency. You know what I mean?
I would be too superstitious to say, like, so-and-so died.
Oh,
you know what
unless
I mean?
Unless they've already passed.
Yeah.
Then you're playing with house money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I always thought funerals and stuff like that can be checked out. You always go sick. I'm sick. And
yeah.
And you do something to throw them off, to make them think that you're not lying.
Yeah.
Which was my move when I called my boss and told him that I couldn't make it in because I was really sick. Then I called him back pretending that I thought it was my dad.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, I'm real sick, man. You got to help me. He's like, oh, it's me. You're okay. Go to bed.
You're having fever dreams.
Sucker.
So meanwhile, you've got a Mai Tai in your hand. Yeah, I would always say I'm on my way in, and I always thought I would lie about the time. I would wait until like 20 minutes till I was kind of supposed to be there, class started or whatever, and be like, hey, I'm on my way in. I just don't have it in. Like, I always thought that was more believable.
Oh,
than like
yeah.
A few hours out, like, hey, I'm not feeling
well.
I'm
not well, even
I
making the effort.
Yes.
Listen,
it's like,
I
woke
sorry
up
for
this
the late
morning.
Notice. I was trying to muscle through it.
I just don't have – I really
I
don't have it in me.
And I don't want to get anybody else sick.
Yeah,
and,
it's like –
I don't want to
dizzy on the train.
Yeah, I don't want to make it worse and then be out for more days. I'm really sorry, you know.
One time I was my cousin was in town.
You know, nowadays I find that like people that have like real jobs don't need to do that. They just take literally it's an email. Hey, listen, I'm not feeling well. I'm not coming in today. Or hey, I'm taking a personal day.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
Without having to explain anything.
Yeah, dude.
See, I think that's my I always think someone is watching me, and I have to explain myself. I always
yeah, because
feel like that.
You're crazy. You are an absolute insane person.
But I never had a job where I could do that. I always had.
Yeah, you always worked. You always waited tables. You can't send an email to fucking John Applebee's or whatever.
Where I was like the only waiter working like that lunch shift, and I was all banged up the night before and just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
One night I remember
there was so much guilt and pressure and like what the fuck.
Yeah, when you're working at a bigger company, there's less like, there's fucking nine other bozos doing the same job or whatever, you know.
Some of my boys that have real jobs are like, oh, I just took a personal day, I just did this. I'm like, what? You're not sweating it? You're not worried you're going to get fired?
Next time we're supposed to record, I'm going to get a text. Listen, I can't make it. Kippy, I'm taking a personal day. Buddy, for HR, you have no personal days.
No?
Okay? No sick time, no paid off, no vacation.
What about maternity leave?
Because you look like you're about to pop.
Hi, you.
We got twins coming.
Yeah, you get no personal days.
Universal pre-K?
Pre-K?
Yeah.
Prenatal?
No, pre-K. Universal pre-K, as in nursing school. Or, sorry.
Nursing school?
Nursery school. Is that what it's called? Nursery school?
It's kindergarten.
No, it's kindergarten.
What do you ask? I don't know what you're asking me. Are you asking me if we provide that at Tootie Inc.?
Yes.
If we provide preschool for your kids that you don't have.
Yes. In the future, if I wanted to start a family.
Yeah, you can bring them. They can sit on the couch and Toby can watch them while we record. Yeah, I'm sure T-Bone's great with kids.
Oh man.
That kid. All right. I remember one time I was working. My cousin came up. He was like, I'm in New York. It was like 9 o'clock. I'm like, oh, it's me for a drink. And we don't have governors on us.
Bad news.
9 o'clock turned into fucking 4 a.m. closing down some fucking Irish pub in Midtown. And just like, and I get, dude, I got to get up for work. This is when I was working at the law firm outside in New Rochelle. So I'd have to take.
You had a, this kid, tell you something, gang. This kid had a tough ride.
By air, by land, by sea, I would get you. Dude. I used to have to take the subway to a bus, take the bus cross town to the Bronx, and then get on the Metro North and take the Metro North to New Rochelle and then walk like 10 minutes.
Bro, you're taking the bus to work?
It's tough. I would take I took everything but a ferry that New York City had to
just
offer.
Just step in front of it next time.
Oh, man.
Jesus. That's a tough look.
I was like, dude, I had to be up at like 6.
Especially in a small market. You're not even in New York.
I know.
In the hustle and bustle.
I know.
You're going to New Rochelle.
I was fucking, dude, I was making like $12 an hour or something.
Who lives in Manhattan and works in...
Me. I was in a Pelham bad place Bay. Trying to make it right, okay? I was in a bad place with even worse people. But I remember my friend, she worked HR for... It was a huge company.
Oh, yeah.
And she worked HR.
You used to get to play the fiddle a little bit.
A little bit,
but had somebody on the inside.
I had someone playing the ones and twos.
Did she not eventually turn on you and sandbag you, or am I mis...
misremembering. But you...
I thought there was one time where she was like... Here's $2,500. Now I have to turn my back on you.
What?
For something. I thought you were trying to get her to play ball and she wouldn't play ball on one thing.
I don't think so, no. No, 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 no.
Maybe I'm getting confused with Goodfellas.
Yeah, I got caught selling dope in Pittsburgh. I thought I told you, no dope.
You treat me like a jerk.
But I sent the email because I'm like, there's no way I'm going to wake up. It's now 4. I'm not going to be home till 5. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to wake or whatever. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to wake up at 7 and be like, hey, I can't make it in.
Okay.
So I sent the email at like 4 a.m.
Well, so you're just...
Probably spelling errors.
Whether it's a yes or no, you're logging
it. I'm just saying,
hey,
I'm taking a sick day.
Okay.
I'm taking a sick day.
Okay.
But that comes in at 4 a.m., 2 minutes after last call.
You
look like a fucking jerk off.
No, you woke up in the middle of the night with a fever.
Sure.
That's what it was. And
that's what I was
diarrhea.
Trying to say, but she then sent me the emails that they were like, they got it. And they were, because like I had to send it to my first boss and then like CCHR or whatever. And like that went up to corporate chain. And so she sees it all. And she sent it to me. She's like, they all just know you were out drinking till 4 a.m. Like 100%. And they were like, the one thing was like, does anybody believe Kevin?
Oh,
and I was just
man.
Like, whatever, dude. Let's fucking party. Yeah. Dude, the booze gets me, man. I like the sauce. It's in my bones.
You like the sauce. You think we'd learn by now, though.
I went out last night with a buddy from home who's oddly enough sitting 2 feet away that we're ignoring. Shout out to Flippa. And we just, I just can't stop boozing. And I wake up, I feel like shit today.
I can't do that anymore. It's like the thing you said, like sleeping on the couch and stuff like that. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore.
It's tough, man.
I needed a complete day off.
Yeah.
There needs to be
I'm dragging.
There needs to be Tylenol PMs. There needs to be some Eddies.
Some Gatorade, too. Well, fucking.
Gotta be Gatorade. You can't get up and fucking push it at 7:30 anymore. Brutal. Brutal.
All right.
You want to kill yourself.
This is from Arion. Haven't heard it asked yet. Do you have a favorite glass or cup to drink out of? I for sure. At my mom's house, and even now.
Oh, yeah.
But at your mom's house, you have one that's like 25 years old.
Oh, I got a fucking... I have a Notre Dame pint glass, but it's a Guinness glass. Stack that thing with
is
ice.
A handle or no? Like that kind of pint glass or like a...
No, it's not a Flugelheimer. It's a fucking pint glass. A handle?
Yeah, some pint glasses have fucking handles.
Oh, like
a
mug?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, you act like that's crazy. Act like I asked if it had a fucking face, like a head on it.
I'm not in Cheers. What are you talking about?
Where everybody knows you're fat.
No, it's a straight Guinness pint glass.
Like the...
Yeah, with the little fucking crush that with ice.
Dude, mine was...
Good night.
Mine was a fucking... Growing up, like, I don't know,
growing up, it was something plastic.
Dude, ours was from a Flyers playoff game, like 92 or whatever.
Just always smelled like Hawaiian punch or
oh,
something like
man.
That.
Oh, man. The fucking paint was, and this thing was, it must have been 78 ounces. Like, this thing was huge.
You got a
and
big
it was
boy.
Always on the top shelf. Like, it was like, it didn't fit on the regular shelves. It had to go on the fucking.
Yeah, she didn't want your fat ass fucking.
Drinking 72 ounces of soda.
Yeah, of Coke for breakfast.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Which I do. I don't mind a. Coke Zero with breakfast. Well, I'm off the Coke Zero.
Let me tell you something.
I'm off Diet Coke.
I don't know what a Diet Coke with an omelet is really nice with a little lemon.
Big fan.
Big fan.
It's trashy and it's psychopath shit to sit there and have fucking scramby eggs and a Coke Zero. You look like a lunatic.
I don't know anybody that drinks Diet Coke religiously that isn't a psycho. Like, it's just
a shot at me?
Thing. No.
I'm off the Diet Cokes, by the way.
That's good. Yeah. But it's still in you. You're that kind of guy.
Oh, I'm a DC guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you're a psycho.
I mean, yeah, for sure, dude.
Yeah. Like Tom Cruise, Harvey Weinstein, like those are like Diet Coke guys.
Why do you fucking lump me in with Harvey Weinstein, dude? Who does that? You're the king of that shit. I blatantly shit on you, but you really fucking, you play the,
I think I said
you
that
play the long game.
I think
you
I
drop
said
a little, a lot of fucking Easter eggs for people to pick up on. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, Kippy, Harvey Weinstein. They start putting next time they hear Diet Coke, they're going to think of me and a rapist.
The BTK killer, whoever his name was. No, I think I was thinking of Tom Cruise portraying somebody similar to Harvey Weinstein in Tropic Thunder, who drank a lot of Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah. All right, this one's a little bit all right, let's see here. This is from Johnny. Have you and your significant other ever ordered a double drink at the bar and split it? I don't even like splitting fucking appetizers. I definitely ain't splitting a fucking rum and coke.
You and your significant other go to the bar.
It's because ordering this is my take on it. Ordering a double rum and coke is probably cheaper than two single rum and cokes.
By how much?
I mean, I'm sure Johnny has done the math, and it's probably by $2, maybe. I don't know.
Anybody that does that bullshit at a restaurant, it drives me fucking crazy.
Sneaking a flask at that point.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to be a dirtball, do it right.
Yeah, no, that's no good.
Yeah.
Sitting there splitting a double. Come on, man.
Ask for two straws. Can we get a double rum and coke and an empty glass with ice for her, please? That's a fucking tough look.
That's tough. People do it. Now, if you're just banging something down on your way out of the restaurant after dinner, hey, let me get a double. You take a big pull. She takes a big pull.
That's trashy, though, too.
On your way out?
That's like if you had a double and you're like, hey, I can't finish this, and you both are like, Yeah, sit and enjoy it like a fucking gentleman. You can't be an adult, like, kind of half standing up, slugging your fucking drink.
On your way out the door, why not? I do that all the time because my girlfriend usually never finishes her drink or her beer. So I fucking knock that back on the way out. Always.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's different.
Not leaving cards on the table.
No fucking way.
Fucking animal.
Let's
go.
This is from L. Peters, first timer. Even the way he says it. Yo, anyone grow up with one pair of scissors? Whole family would share them for any task from prepping dinner, school assignments, to cutting dogs' ass hair. Yeah, man. We had one set.
Yeah.
And then they were orange-handled, like most of America, I'm sure.
Ours were lethal.
Yeah.
Ours would slice you.
Bad.
Slice you. They were no joke. They were not a toy.
Yeah. We
never used, I never even heard of using scissors for cooking until, like, I started working in a restaurant.
Yeah.
I never fucking cut anything. Use the fucking knife.
Yeah, but, of course. But, like, you would use it for, like, some to, like, maybe open a food pouch or at the same time. What was always, I mean, scissors cutting off the top of an ice pop. That was fucking, baby. I'd have, like, two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Good
no shit.
Night, like a fucking gentleman.
Raise him up like a flute.
The fucking snakes start coming up. Charming snake. All the fucking snakes in the neighborhood come to your house.
Yeah, that was the village fluterer.
Like Rumpelstiltskin. Who played the flute? Somebody. The
that
Pied
was,
Piper.
That was that, yeah. That was that. A red, a green, and a blue Raz. Good night. The fucking trifecta. That was after 3 years of fucking chewing it off like an animal.
And it never
you
was
didn't
a
even
good
realize
bite. It was never, and it would cut your fucking line. It would get you here.
Jack you.
Yeah, it would fucking, you look like the Joker.
Here's my question.
Nothing on that? I thought that was going to kill. Come on.
I was thinking about the next play. Do you always eat the little nugget?
Buddy, how long have you known me?
Jerk off.
How long have you? How long? You, I'd rather.
They should just make those.
I would cut it in half to have a bigger top.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? I take a couple inches off the top.
Those do need a couple of minutes though. You get a freeze pop. You gotta thaw.
You gotta.
10 minutes.
Yeah, not ten. I mean 10 minutes. You're letting it sit for 10 minutes. Oh, it's not a red wine. Down. What are we doing? Let's go. Fucking couple of seconds in the hand. The second one was always better because it had
that's
time.
That's
what
I'm saying.
It had
now,
time
that's
to
about
sit
10
like a steak. Let it sit. It still cooks.
Oh man.
Ice
pops this summer. It's almost about that time. I was talking to my boy about that.
Yeah.
Club Foley's going to be opening up soon, end of this month.
Maybe we throw a big Patreon party there.
I'd love it.
Also, by the way, that I was there was we should do it either on the Patreon or at something. There's that we had talked about it at some point before. There's that McDonald's in the old mansion on Long Island. Did you ever see that?
No.
Here, I'll pull it up. There's a McDonald's on Long Island.
Okay.
That is in a huge old mansion.
Okay.
And it's like fancy. I don't. We got to go to it.
Okay. McDonald's. I'm interested. Is there table service?
I don't know, but you got to here. Look at this thing.
Now you have to. You're going to have to do a graphic now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
they
are.
You guys can Google it. First of all, most of the people are listening to this.
You're pinning us in a hole.
Look at that thing. Ooh. Right? That is classy, right? It's in a fucking proper huge mansion.
Let's go.
The
you
Denton
also,
House.
You also owe me a limo ride.
Oh, shout out. We just hit. Yo, fuck, I forgot. We just hit 1,300, and that was Foley's first limo ride.
Let's fucking go.
Guys, never been in a limo, not for prom.
I want a full
not
day.
Not a funeral.
I want suits. I want to
we're
go
doing
somewhere.
Suits, maybe a couple of hookers if our wives are out of town. I think it would be so funny if we got a couple of old fucking hookers.
Let's do it.
And not have sex with them.
No.
Just maybe a little hand stuff. No, I'm kidding.
Have
just,
dinner.
We need some arm candy. Escorts. Right?
Escorts.
Like gentlemen. We need some fucking arm candy. Yeah. Maybe we go out to this McDonald's. We got the limo for the day.
Let's go. Out to Long Island.
That's it.
A nice meal.
Oh, dude, I'm
with
so fucking
with a couple of broads.
Hyped. Couple of broads.
Yeah.
I'll
get the broads.
Couple of ladies of the night.
Yeah.
You'll get the broads. We got to get you a suit that fits.
Yeah.
Me and T-Bone, we're going to come pick you up in a limo.
Yeah.
We're going to head out to fucking Long Island.
Will there be photography?
Yeah, T-Bone's going to be doing it all.
When I come down?
Yeah, T-Bone's going to.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'll get
maybe a red carpet.
I'll get a corsage.
Well, you have a suit, though. You have a suit.
Are you going to break my balls about McDonald's?
No, I think I'll allow.
One meal. No extra burgers.
What? Wait, I don't even know what that means, dude.
What do you mean?
No extra burgers?
Yeah, you always get like a burger or two with the meal.
No, I don't.
So everybody does that.
What, to go?
What do you mean? If I go to McDonald's and I get a number three, I'm getting a McDouble and a McChicken on the side too, right?
No, dude.
Right? Am I crazy?
That's nuts. But holy shit, that's the plan. Okay. We'll hit a drive-through too in the limo. Got to do that. Maybe, you know.
After we have our nice meal at McDonald's, he'll wait outside. We'll get him a burger.
Oh, is there a drive-through with this thing? I don't know.
Well, I'm not driving through. We're dining in.
table for three, please.
Table for four.
You're broad. You got to have your lady of the night.
The girl's coming.
Go down to the docks, pick up some real skeezers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So that's what we'll do. So we just hit 1,300 on Patreon. The goal was Foley's first ride, first limo ride.
Yeah, I want a proper limo. I don't want a fucking Hummer.
I get to choose.
No.
I want something. These are the ones I'm picking. Either something really fucking gaudy and flashy, like a yellow Hummer or something.
I don't like the dance shit.
What do you mean?
Like where they have like a pole and like the lights are going off in there. I like an old school limo.
How do you know you've never been in any of them?
I know what a fucking old limousine looks like.
This is the crux of our
I want the limousine from Crocodile Dundee.
If I can get you an old one with a boomerang, that's for sure what I'm getting.
Feel like Gordon Gekko.
I hope this driver plays ball, if you know what I mean. Couple of nose beers on the road. He better be fucking. I want him dressed up. If he doesn't have a hat, we're going to stop and get him a hat for sure.
Don't do anything stupid and get pulled over, you know what I mean? I don't need anybody poking around back here.
Hey, Charles, eyes on the road and hands at 10-2, you know what I mean? The boys are getting a little freaky.
You've now entered the fully circle of trust. I hope you're aware of that.
Good times.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. And also, too,
awesome.
While we're at it, we have to do the fucking honeymoon getaway.
Yes, we
do. We're doing. I think in a week or two.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, man, that Patreon's cooking. Shout out to fucking Patreon. We fucking love you guys.
We love you. Once Tebow gets back, we'll be back on track and cooking and booking.
Cooking and booking. All right, this one's from Jay. We have touched on it before. And then this is we can tie this in with another question. Is it trash to wait for? And we've talked about it. Is it trash for the wait for the cashier? Hold on. Is it trash to wait until the cashier is looking at you to put the tip in the cup, or wave the money at him when you put it in? You gotta make eye contact. You gotta strategically do it. I did it this morning, and you gotta fucking. What I do is I'll say thank you as I'm putting it in. Right? Like, okay, thank you. Otherwise, why do it? For them? I ain't doing it for them. I'm doing it for me and the people behind me that see me do it and go, this guy's probably got a couple of bucks on
it. Right. You don't want to feel like a piece of shit.
Sure. That's I want to really look like I got money.
And from being on the other end of that, if you don't see a tip, your attitude's a little bit different.
Well, I did it this morning. Me and my buddy went in to get some fresh bagels. Not too shabby.
Is it the thing? Because when you have the iPad, they don't really see it.
Which is, okay. Beep. It's backing up. That iPad, those coffee shops are getting real fucking dicey with what they...
Starts with 20%. 20?
I'm like, it's a fucking... What are we doing here?
It's a
like,
dollar. I'll give you a dollar.
A dollar. Maybe a dollar. But it's summer like...
And they don't even
three,
see it.
Three, five, $7 tips. I'm like, it's a cup of coffee. Fucking cup of Joe's costing me $9 all this time.
Tip my cardiologist that. You're getting fucking out
fucking
of me?
Bullshit, I'm telling you.
Kidding me. You gotta see. No, it's not trashy.
It's not trashy. You know, you want to be rewarded.
That's the right thing. Hey, man, thank you very much.
Boom. Yeah. Also, it's more for me to feel better, and for me, it's I want the other people to see me tipping. I want to make it look like I'm fucking.
What's trashy is when someone makes change out of the tip thing. I've seen that.
You ask, hey, can you give me back some want? You know, like if
and let them do it. But I've seen people go in there and dig.
Oh no,
fucking dirtbags.
Yeah. Also, the one that the way we went this morning, I hit him, and she stopped saying thank you the last two times I've been in there. And
why?
Today she didn't say thank you again. I don't know.
Even when you hit her?
Even when I hit her.
She knows she saw you
she
hit her?
She saw me. I go, thank you very much, and she doesn't say nothing.
Fuck her.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the same place where the guy doesn't fucking give me I think we talked about on Hard Feelings. Mum's the word when I go in there with the one fucking guy. Avoids eye contact the whole time.
Yeah, it's no good. It's no good.
But they make a hell of a fucking bacon, egg, and cheese. Those beggies are tight.
And you look
untoasted, by the way.
Look the other way.
All right, here. Let's see. That goes back. And also, this same place. This is from Mark. Quick question. Is a business that only accepts cash in 2021 classy or trashy?
No, it's usually fucking a knockout fucking fantastic fucking restaurant. And they do it so good that they can only take cash.
Yeah.
Because you'll keep fucking coming.
Yeah.
Shout out to Daverna K. Clitus.
That's the fucking the bagel place I was talking about this morning. Cash only. And it's that good.
Peter Luger's. Wait, it's cash only?
Yeah.
Where?
I just said the bagel place that I go
to. At a bagel place?
Yeah.
We got it. I'm sure we're taking a limo. What?
Flip, it was good, right?
Yeah. A bagel place.
Cash only.
Wow.
They keep you coming back, dog.
Damn, that steakhouse is fucking shit like that. Holy shit.
Yeah.
What's the name of this joint?
Like Fort Wash and Bakery and Deli or something.
You could have lied to me.
It's called Paisanos.
We had a nice riff going. Luger's gets away with that.
You see there was just a shooting at Luger's?
Crazy.
Nuts. Two guys shot Luger's.
I can see how there could be
they
a
were
fight.
Shot with a Ruger.
I can see how there can be a fight in there. Because there's a lot of people that go in there that fight. I don't know what happened at all. I'm talking out of my ass.
It was a fight within the same party. It was a party of 11. We're there for like a birthday.
Oh,
two people in the party together.
That's garbage.
Dude, if you're showing up to dinner, to a family dinner with a fucking piece on
any fight at a family party is trash.
Well, hey, stay away from the Sullivan family Christmas, will you? There's always a couple of fucking Donnybrooks.
You never love me.
Yeah. All right. Let's. We got one or two more here, and then we got to go. We have like one. This is one of more of advice. A little bit of
really.
A little. I mean, you know. He goes. Kippy. Me and my fiance were reminiscing about being
nothing on that. Dear Kippy, come on.
I didn't hear. Sorry. Say it again.
Dear Kippy.
Oh, this is great. I love that.
Thanks, buddy.
Me and my fiance were reminiscing about being bored in church as kids, and she tells me about how her mom would clip her fingernails during the morning sermon. As I picked myself up the floor, she lays another whopper on me. Who taught? What are you, in the 50s? Lays another whopper on me by telling me that she didn't catch the nails in a napkin or anything, just brushed them off onto the floor like a complete psycho. That DNA is in my future wife. Should I call it off or what? It ain't good. You got to keep her on a short leash when it comes to cutting your nails in church.
The mom was doing it?
Yeah. This broad's mom.
The mom wasn't doing it to the kid.
No, the mom was doing it to herself.
I don't think I've ever seen my mother clip her fingernails.
Yeah, I thought broads get them done.
Yeah.
Was she a farmhand or something? The fuck's going on? You go to the nail place to get them done. I don't know.
That's weird, man.
Clipping your nails in public is atrocious.
Especially
you can't
House of God.
You can't come back from it. And then putting them, maybe if you're bored and you're doing it by anxious, you peel it off and I put it in a pocket or something. Mm-hmm. Till I'm like, I can't let somebody watch me throw a fingernail on the floor of fucking God's house. You know what I mean?
Mm. I do it pretty regularly in public, though. I'll bite them and...
Yeah, it depends where, I mean, clipping. Who leaves the house? When you're getting your keys, your wallet, you get a fucking nail clipper?
Oh, you ever see somebody that has one on their keychain? Trash.
Oh, no. I would not associate with somebody that rolls around with a fucking nail clipper on their keychain.
That's a tough look.
Not happening. All right. Let's do one more, and then we got to get out of here. Guys, home runs fucking question so far.
Fantastic.
We did Skizzers. Let's see. I was jumping around too much.
I'd like to know what your system is over there.
Well, you know, we field a lot of the questions, and then I have to kind of, as it's going on, I got to go, oh, this one will lead into that one. I kind of pick and choose a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm hosting the show. There's a lot of, it's like a duck who's cruising. There's a lot of work going on.
You're quarterbacking.
I'm quarterbacking the thing.
Yeah.
You think you're hosting. Meanwhile, Kippy's calling the shots.
Okay. I didn't know that's what you were doing.
Yeah. This one's just nuts, and we'll get out of here on this. Are you garbage if your father brings in a live turkey to your elementary class show and tell with the turkey legs tied together in an old pair of your mom's nylon so the turkey couldn't run away?
Why the fuck are you bringing a turkey in?
Because they're hillbillies. What do you mean? These aren't... I mean,
is
he's
that
not
even legal? Turkeys don't fuck around.
Dude, that's why their fucking feet are wrapped up in the nylon.
Dude, I'm calling it sick that day.
Yeah.
The fuck?
That's nuts, dude. That's... His name's Patrick. Patrick, I want to know where you're from.
Bringing any animal into school is trash.
Well, did you ever do a show and tell?
I've been to show and tell.
Shout out to it. Shout out to show and tell down there on Columbus Boulevard in Philadelphia. 18 to enter. Yikes. BYOB. Clean living.
Yeah, I've done show and tell. I brought my dad in a couple of times. To tell like Navy
Here's
stories.
A fatter version of me.
To tell Navy stories. Yeah. Back in the day. Talk about nom and shit.
Lowers the lights. Lights a cig. I had an uncle do that. Shout out to my uncle Lar.
Jacked up the Korean kid.
Yeah. He went in and told some stories at my brother's like hoity-toity fucking hoity-toity private school. I don't know if he was ass back the next year. He was fucking cranking Marb Reds. Fucking these mainline bozos didn't know what hit them.
You could smell the blood a mile away.
Yeah.
Of course I've done fucking show and tell.
All right, man.
Not
relax.
A turkey. Nobody's bringing a
these
live
are my
animal.
These are my seashells. Fucking hit the bricks, fatty.
This is Megatron. He's a bad guy. Yeah, shit like that.
Yeah. Fucking real snooze fest you were.
Here's something that really fucking threw me for a loop. When I was probably in third or fourth grade, we had this kid that was in our class that for show and tell, he brought his dad in, and his dad had a hobby of making, this was the hobby, he made clay figurines of Civil War battles. That's what they were. They were like soldiers fighting soldiers. And they came, the one guy had his head, like the head was gone. It was like real gory. It's a Catholic school too. And to double down on the weirdness, they did like a little bit where like they both spoke in like a southern accent and this and that.
Oh,
dude,
no way.
Yeah,
that kid ain't get invited at a birthday party. He ain't coming. He ain't coming to the skating party.
Fucking dad sure didn't. Fucking doing that bullshit.
Last time I was allowed over to Robertson's house.
Yeah, oh. I always looked at dads with hobbies like. My one buddy's dad used to fly those, like the mini versions of airplanes.
No,
like the RC airplanes.
No,
like go out on a Saturday and do that.
Just wearing a fighter to live.
That's fucking cutting the grass, having a beer. Like,
no, man, it's either you're working, you're working at work, you're working around the house, or you're fucking having some Michelobes. That's what you're doing. That's like, all a dad was allowed to do in the 90s.
Yeah, I don't like hobbies.
Yeah, I did that. I remember, dude. I remember one of the. Kid, we played hockey. We were on a hockey team, and the dad would play hockey with us. And I remember being like, who respects this man? He had a fucking. This guy's on rollers. This guy's on rollerblades.
Wait, what are you
zipping around with?
Wait,
us.
Hold on.
No, he was the coach. But like at practice.
Wait, you were an actual team?
Yeah.
Of roller hockey?
Roller hockey and ice. We played roller hockey in the summer, or like, you know. Okay. Winner would be
roller hockey. Or regular hockey, I respect. A roller hockey team. Come on. You're basically a cheerleader at that point. What are you doing? And why would he play with you?
He would, like, for practice or whatever. Like, he would strap up his skates and zip around with us. And I remember being like, dude, fucking, why don't you learn how to fucking work with your hands, creepo? Fucking, why don't you go to CHI Institute, become an AC tech or something.
Go get a laptop and fucking.
Do something, man. What are you doing? You're embarrassing us.
No way. No way would I ever be able to fucking have that.
No.
That's trash.
All right, we got to wrap it up.
Gang, we love you. Thank you for tuning in. Kippy, what do you got for him?
I'm at Kevin Ryan Comedy on all social media. As you know, Patreon, subscribe. You can subscribe to Patreon, iTunes. Drop us a review. That helps with the algorithm and shit like that. Subscribe on YouTube. Full video available on YouTube every episode. And also, guys, our live show's coming up. We got to move some tickets.
There you go.
We got to move some tickets in Indy. That's coming up in June. AC is probably going to fuck it, but maybe sold
June 18th
out.
18th down in Atlantic City.
Or it's going to sell out.
Get those tickets now. It's going to sell out.
Not many left. Chicago, we added a second show. I'm pretty sure that's probably already sold out, if not very close. So get those tickets. But guys, we'll be in Indy. So if you live near Indy, I think Dayton's close, whatever.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Get some fucking ticks. Come hang. The live shows have been a fucking hoot. We'll see you there.
Yeah, we love you. So we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Thank you for your patience. We love you. Bye.
Peace.